This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Our special guests, Gordon and Rosemary, have been with us for a few weeks now, and they're back again today to talk some more about teamwork. Sometimes measuring devices are used to determine the makeup of different personalities, and one of those testing devices is called the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. This is used in both business and Christian organizations, but is it always wise to use something like this to measure and determine personalities?
Some people are concerned when, as Christians, we use personality measures, feeling that we're putting people in boxes is often said. But people are very, very complex, and each individual is totally unique. In fact, they're so varied and different. And that's really why we like to have some sort of personality measure. It's a grid to look at something complex to help us to hang our thoughts on. But in no way does it restrict anyone's behavior, neither does it ever condone behavior that's unbiblical. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator was developed by two ladies after the Second World War who felt surely people could learn to live together and understand each other without all this conflict. And they devised the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. And although they themselves weren't Christians, although they had many belief in Christian values, it has been used a lot by Christians in the church, in overseas mission, to help people understand each other. In a sense, I always think they stumbled on a biblical truth, and that we're all very different. God has given us different gifts or gifted us differently, and no one part of the body, no one person has all truth or all perception. But the more we listen and understand each other, the more use God's Spirit can make of us and call us to act in unison. So we found it a very helpful measure in our work with overseas workers.
Okay, there is a certain logic to finding ways of measuring personalities, and there are a number of different testing devices that can be used. Why did Gordon and Rosemary choose this particular one?
One of the reasons why I go for that measure is that it's non-evaluative. Many psychological measures of personality actually are evaluating you. The Myers-Briggs says that all the 16 personality types, as determined by Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, each type is okay. It's okay to be me, and it's okay for you to be you. And all those types are quite acceptable, although different from one another. I think the easiest way is to look at the four parameters that Myers-Briggs actually look at and to just explain those very briefly. The first one is whether one is an extrovert or an introvert. Those are ways of looking at life. They affect all sorts of things. As Myers-Briggs Type Indicator specifies these, they're not exactly the same as we always do in everyday English, but they're looking at where one draws one's energy from, whether it's from the external world of people and things or from the internal world of one's own ideas and things going on in one's own mind. So you have the extrovert, the introvert. The second parameter that Myers-Briggs looks at personality on is how one draws information, takes in information, whether it's through sensing or through intuition. The sensing person takes their information from the five senses. The intuitive adds on the intuitive sixth thing, so that an intuitive may know something, even though they can't say how they've got it from their five senses. Obviously, we all use both. We all use our senses, and all of us can do that intuitive thing as well. But a sensor prefers to stick to what they know, what they can see, feel, etc. An intuitive, their home base is their intuition for gathering information. That's the second parameter for Myers-Briggs. The third one is whether one makes one's decisions on the information one has based on one's thinking judgment or one's feeling judgment. The person who uses the thinking judgment prefers the logical, rational way of looking at things. The one who uses feeling judgment is not illogical or irrational, but they make their decisions based on values, primarily the people values involved. How will this affect myself and other people? The fourth parameter that Myers-Briggs uses has to do with lifestyle, whether one prefers the structured, ordered, planned lifestyle, which they call the judging lifestyle, and they use an initial for it as they do for all the others, the J initial, the judging, the preferred lifestyle is structured and ordered. The other way that one may prefer to live one's life is the perceptive lifestyle, which is going with the flow and taking in information. The perceptive person prefers to keep closure until the very last moment. The judging person prefers to make closure pretty quickly, just get all the information and make a decision. They like, they're comfortable with closure, even if the decision has to be altered later.
Mm-hmm. Extrovert versus introvert. Sensing versus intuition. Thinking versus feeling. Judging versus perceiving. Okay, these are four basic parameters on which these tests are based. So how does this, in a practical way, apply to teamwork?
In a sense, we do this automatically and we get to know people in a team where people know each other well. They can all laugh and know that the accurate, detailed person should do this task. And the person who's very good, relaxed with people, very outgoing, loves to perhaps go out into the town or village and interact with people. And so they share the tasks out accordingly. Perhaps when we're under stress, these differences, which can be such a strength when we get to understand them, do cause initial tension. And therefore, it's getting through that understanding before we run into major conflict, hurt each other, and then the communication breaks down.
All right. We know that different personality types do better at different tasks or responsibilities. But isn't there a danger that with tests like this, we're putting people into categories that limit them?
We try not to use any of these personality measures in such absolutist terms. There's times for a visionary leader, there's time for a stabilizer, building leader, there's time for the value-oriented leader to build up the organization's values, so each has a different place where they can make a contribution. As regards, you know, are the jobs where people shouldn't do them, most of us can do anything for a short period, but of course, when we're working away from our natural style, the stresses and pressures are great. Now, just for example, if you're a person who likes a very ordered lifestyle, you like to know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you're put in a situation where you have absolutely no control over your environment, you never know what the day is going to bring, you can't plan ahead in any way at all, then your stress level will be high. And whilst you may, if God calls you to a situation, be able with his grace to survive it, it seems unlikely to me that that's the place for you to be long term, because it will begin to affect your stress, health, and indeed your inter-team relationships.
One of the important things, if you think of being a team, is the more different you are from the other team member, the more difficult it will be to understand and to communicate with one another. So that using a measure such as the Myers-Briggs type indicator can help you get hold of an objective way of looking at what the differences are. And different types have different communication styles, different preferred work styles. It impacts men. Even different forms of spirituality will help different personality types. The extrovert will be more helped by being in maybe a big meeting, big worship service. The introvert may prefer time on their own with God. These sort of things. And they will have an impact in a team situation.
I would just like to add to what Rosemary said. Teams that have a very wide diversity of personality, people who are very, very different. And obviously, initially, there's a certain amount of conflicts. We say, don't worry, conflict is good for you. Those may well be the teams that win through in the end. The teams that are very alike, who get off with a lot of harmony, may actually not be the high producers. We've worked with teams where they're just too comfortable and all agreeing with each other, and they need challenging. That challenging may be uncomfortable. That person who's asking all the awkward questions, that person who says, I don't agree, is exactly what they need. So difference can be uncomfortable, but difference is good for you.
So this Myers-Briggs type indicator is an interesting and useful testing device, but I don't suppose everyone can just pick up a copy of the test and use it.
To use Myers-Briggs, you do need to be trained and certified to use it. But I would encourage people to sit down and just state from their own experience the things they've done and how they like to do them and what they find good and what they find difficult. You know, yes, these tests are helpful. Yes, a lot has been written. But we're still capable of talking about personality without them. There are much simpler ones that give a much quicker, easier result. For example, Tim LaHaye's work on using the four Hippocratic temperaments. Even that in itself, just something to enable us to communicate about difference. You know, it's nice to have sophisticated measures, but if you haven't got them, still communicate about difference by talking about it.
If we were doing team building with a team over a period of time and they had enough time for us to administer the Myers-Briggs type indicator and for people to understand it, then it's a very good team building tool. And we do that sometimes, but you need a considerable amount of time. Now, another big advantage of Myers-Briggs from our point of view is that there's lots of published stuff, even Myers-Briggs booklet on team building where you can use it. But I agree with Gordon that you can talk about personality just as well together by saying, do you see yourself as being more this or that, and discuss it with one another. You could say to a team, if they're working together as a team doing their own team building, let's all write down four or five verbs or adjectives to describe ourselves. So, for instance, I would say that I am basically a people person. I would say I'm basically introverted. I like a lot of time on my own. If you come up with that and someone else in the team says, oh, well, I like to always be with people, then you've obviously got a big difference in personality here, and it needs looking at and discussing together and thinking how is the best way to work together in that case. Indeed, I think other people often see ourselves more clearly than we can see ourselves, so that discussing together, if you can be open with one another and say, no, I actually think your best role in this team would be this, because this is how I see you. If we can do it in an encouraging environment, you can develop this quite a long way without using any actual test or indicator like the Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Today we learned some more about teamwork, team building, and some of the factors that go into building an effective, compatible, and smoothly functioning team. Gordon and Rosemary were our special guests today, and they'll be back with us again next week at the same time when we'll be looking at gifts and abilities.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.